Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today we are looking at something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to be going through a single blog post.
Okay.
That kind of reads like a diary entry.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the author's name is Stratora, and they seem to be wrestling with some pretty intense personal challenges.
Wow.
But what we found really interesting about this post and why we chose it for a deep dive is just the raw honesty, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're getting this glimpse into someone's completely unfiltered thought feelings.
It's incredibly powerful to see that kind of vulnerability, right? I mean, like, diary entries can be such a safe space for people to process complex emotions
Right.
without the fear of judgment.
Exactly.
It's like almost a form of self-therapy, you know? Just letting yourself confront your inner demons and work through all those struggles in a really private and uninhibited way.
Yeah, and Stratora starts their entry by saying, "This will be a better vessel for my neurotic thoughts. Something feels better using a keyboard to relinquish these thoughts."
Huh.
It's almost like writing is this, like, cathartic release for them.
Yeah.
A way to externalize, you know, all those internal struggles.
It really speaks to the power of writing as, like, a therapeutic tool.
Totally.
And Stratora goes on to mention that practicing this has helped with the filler they use around others, which kind of hints at maybe some social anxiety or a lack of confidence in being able to communicate authentically.
Interesting.
And by putting their thoughts into words, they're essentially practicing self-expression, you know, and potentially developing a stronger sense of self.
It's interesting, though, because right after that, there's this really sudden self-criticism.
Oh.
They say deleting this entry is something that stays as an option. Deciding to read these again hasn't crossed my mind yet. I've got to stop doing this, as it's just an ego stroke.
Wow.
It's almost as if they're, like, second-guessing the value of their own self-expression.
Yeah.
Which is a common struggle, you know,
yeah,
for people dealing with self-doubt.
Absolutely. I mean, this self-sabotaging behavior could come from a fear of vulnerability, you know, like a fear of putting their true self out there.
Right.
And potentially facing rejection. Like, they're seeking connection, but at the same time kind of pushing it away.
Right.
It really highlights the complexity of their internal struggle.
Absolutely. And it gets even deeper as they continue.
Oh.
They say, "I also don't give myself enough credit for doing these positive things for myself. Being hooked on past mistakes is my form of holding myself accountable."
Hmm.
It's almost like they're trapped in this cycle of self-punishment.
Right.
Unable to let go of past missteps.
This could point to a deeper issue potentially rooted in their upbringing.
Okay.
You know, Stratora later mentions, "Punishing myself is something I have always been forced to do."
Wow.
This suggests a history of harsh discipline.
Right.
Which could lead to this pattern of self-criticism and an inability to forgive themselves.
That's a really important point, you know, and it brings up this crucial topic, the impact of our upbringing on our adult lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We carry those early experiences with us, and they can shape our behaviors and thought patterns in such profound ways.
Yeah.
It's so important to acknowledge those influences and seek professional help if they're negatively impacting our mental well-being.
Yeah, for sure.
And just a reminder to our listeners, if you're struggling, you can reach out to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing or texting 988.
Great resource.
Yeah, for free confidential support 24/7. There are people who care and want to help.
Absolutely. Now, getting back to Stratora.
Yeah.
They go on to discuss their relationship with authority figures, specifically within their family.
Okay.
They say, "The adults in my life recognize that their punishments are pointless for me. Nothing that they have done convinced me to go with their temporary rules."
Mm.
This kind of suggests a rebellious streak.
Yeah.
A rejection of traditional authority structures.
Yeah, it sounds like there's this major disconnect between Stratora and what they call the flimsy judicial system within their family.
Huh.
There's this sense of rebellion against what they perceive as arbitrary and unjust rules.
Interesting.
Could this be their way of asserting independence and individuality?
It's certainly a possibility. You know, this rebellious streak could be a healthy response to feeling stifled or controlled
yeah.
within their family dynamic.
Right.
It could be their way of carving out a space for their own values and beliefs, even if it means going against the grain.
And this rebellion seems to stem from this deeper critique of traditional family structures.
Okay.
Stratora mentions observing other families where parents use their children's lives to let their rules have value.
Mm.
They seem to be questioning the very foundation of how authority is established within these units.
Interesting.
Suggesting that parents should find power in their work and support for their family rather than asserting control over their children.
It's a pretty astute observation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like, Stratora is essentially challenging the traditional power dynamics within the family structure.
Right.
advocating for a more egalitarian approach based on mutual respect and understanding
Right.
rather than a hierarchical system of control.
And yet, amidst this bold stance, there's also this sense of isolation.
Oh.
Stratora admits, I am definitely the only person who thinks this way. It's unfortunate. It could be time for me to do something, but watching it happen feel like the best course.
Oh.
This internal conflict, you know, this pull between wanting to act and feeling powerless, it adds another layer of complexity to their story.
Yeah, this ambivalence is fascinating. You know, Stratora clearly recognizes the need for change, but there's also this fear of the unknown, this hesitation to step outside their comfort zone.
For sure.
This internal struggle is something a lot of people can relate to, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We often find ourselves wanting to break free from situations that are no longer serving us.
Right.
But the fear of the unknown can be paralyzing.
Absolutely. And that fear can come from a variety of factors, you know, fear of failure.
Yeah.
Fear of judgment.
Uh-huh.
Fear of the consequences of our actions.
Right.
It's a natural human response, but it's important to recognize that staying stuck in a situation out of fear can be just as detrimental as making a change that might not work out.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance between acknowledging our fears and taking calculated risks to move forward.
Right.
Stratora's struggle highlights that delicate dance between wanting change and feeling trapped by the weight of potential consequences.
It's like they're standing at a crossroads,
yeah,
knowing they need to make a choice, but unsure of which path to take.
Right.
This internal battle adds a layer of tension and suspense to their story, making us eager to see how they navigate these challenging emotions and ultimately make a decision.
Their journey reminds us that personal growth is rarely linear.
Right.
It's often messy, filled with setbacks and internal conflicts.
Yeah.
But it's in those moments of struggle that we have the opportunity to learn and evolve.
Before we dive deeper into Stratora's journey, we'll take a quick moment to hear from our sponsor.
Looking for clothes that reflect your unique style and desire for knowledge? Then you need to check out the Placement Center. Their apparel line, found at tpcenter.myshopify.com, is designed for deep thinkers like you. They've got stylish designs and comfortable fits perfect for those who dare to explore the world with curiosity and an open mind. Head over to tpcenter.myshopify.com and discover their latest collection.
And we're back. When we left off, Stratora was grappling with feeling isolated in their unconventional views on family dynamics, caught between a desire for change and a fear of the unknown. Let's see where their journey takes us next.
So picking up where we left off, Stratora writes, "Every decision I want to make can easily be used against me. It also feels like there are lots of people who know something about me that I don't."
Huh. This paranoia is really interesting, especially considering their earlier rebellious streak.
Right.
Do you think this paranoia comes from their experiences within their family? Like, could it be a learned response to feeling constantly judged and scrutinized?
That's definitely possible. You know, if Stratora grew up in an environment where their actions were always being monitored and criticized,
yeah,
it could easily lead to this feeling of being watched and judged even outside of their family.
Right.
It's like their past experiences have trained them to just expect negativity and betrayal.
Wow.
And that creates this feeling of paranoia.
And that paranoia seems to feed into their anxieties about authenticity and being accepted for who they are.
Uh-huh.
They write, "It's almost like a bad omen that has to be left to others to decide if they care about me as a human or the person everyone else wants me to be."
It's heartbreaking.
I know, right?
This deep yearning for genuine connection.
Yeah.
But feeling like they have to wear this mask to fit in.
It speaks to that universal human need for belonging and acceptance.
Absolutely.
You know, Stratora is struggling with wanting to be their true self.
Right.
But also fearing the rejection that might come with it.
For sure. And this struggle is especially poignant given their earlier critique of societal norms and their desire to break free from expectations.
Yeah, it's like they're stuck in this double bind, wanting to rebel against societal expectations, but also fearing the consequences of being different.
Right.
It's such a challenging and isolating position to be in.
Absolutely. Especially for someone who values authenticity and truth as much as Stratora seems to.
And this struggle between honesty and self-preservation really comes through in the next part of the entry.
How so?
Well, Stratora says, "I don't know what can be done about this if it's true. I can see how others treat me to know if they've heard the entire story. Knowing everything is the best way to have a just decision." It's like this unwavering belief in the power of truth.
Yeah.
But also maybe a little naive in assuming that others will respond fairly if they have all the information.
That's a pretty hopeful outlook, isn't it? This belief that truth will always prevail, that honesty will lead to understanding and acceptance.
It is, but it also reveals a vulnerability. you know, this assumption that everyone else is as committed to truth-telling as they are.
Right.
Which, unfortunately, as we all know, is not how the world always works.
And Stratora seems to be starting to grapple with that harsh reality.
Yeah.
They go on to say, I still don't know if they should. Sometimes there's a lie that stuns everyone. I think that may be used to make sure that any opposing entity will have some comfort with systems to keep me stagnant.
Wow.
It's like they're realizing that lies are often used to maintain control, you know?
Yeah.
To keep people in their place.
Right.
Even if it means sacrificing truth and justice.
This feels like a major shift in their thinking, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
There's this growing awareness of the complexities of truth and lies,
mm-hmm.
and how honesty can be used against you.
Right.
And how those in power often manipulate the narrative to keep their authority.
It's a painful lesson, but a necessary one.
For sure, especially for someone like Stratora, who seems to value truth so highly.
Yeah, it's a reminder that navigating the world requires a certain level of discernment,
right.
a recognition that not everyone operates from a place of integrity.
Exactly.
And that sometimes protecting yourself means being careful about who you trust with your truth.
And that leads to what I think is one of the most powerful lines in this whole entry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stratora writes, I can only tell the truth. I think it is weird that others hate me for this. It's time for me to decide that I am worthy of knowing who should help me through this.
Wow.
It's this declaration of self-worth.
Uh-huh.
A refusal to compromise their values, even though they've faced so much backlash.
It's really inspiring, especially given all the isolation and vulnerability they expressed earlier.
It really is. It's a pivotal moment for Stratora.
Absolutely.
You know, they're choosing authenticity over conformity.
Right.
Recognizing their right to be their true self, even if it means being misunderstood or rejected.
It's a courageous stance, and it speaks volumes about their resilience and determination to live a life that aligns with their values.
And it's even more incredible considering their past experiences with authority figures and the sense of powerlessness they describe.
Yeah, for sure.
This declaration feels like a turning point.
Definitely.
A moment of empowerment where they take back control and choose their own path.
It's a testament to the human capacity for growth and transformation.
Right.
Even when we're faced with rejection and isolation,
yeah.
we have the power to choose ourselves, to define our own worth, and seek out the support we deserve.
And then we see this fascinating turn toward spirituality.
Oh.
Stratora writes, it may be time to be more selfish with my prayers. That also feels like a challenge that I'm not supposed to be okay with.
Hmm. This statement adds a whole new dimension to their internal struggle, doesn't it?
I think so.
Okay. Stratora is questioning the traditional idea of selfless prayer.
Right.
You know, the idea that our requests should only be for the benefit of others.
Right.
By saying they need to be more selfish with their prayers, they're expressing this desire for personal fulfillment.
Yeah.
And a willingness to prioritize their own needs, even within their spiritual practice.
It challenges those conventional religious teachings that emphasize selflessness and sacrifice.
Right.
Stratora seems to be looking for a more individual approach to spirituality,
uh-huh.
one that allows for self-advocacy and personal growth
yeah.
alongside their connection to a higher power.
This is a fascinating evolution in their thinking.
I agree.
There's a growing awareness of their own needs and a willingness to challenge traditional beliefs to find something more authentic and personally fulfilling.
Definitely.
This exploration of spirituality adds another layer of depth to their journey.
Yeah.
It highlights the complex interplay between personal growth, self-discovery, and faith.
It's amazing how Stratora's journey keeps unfolding, like revealing new layers of complexity and introspection.
Right.
This exploration of their spiritual beliefs feels like a natural progression from their desire for authenticity and self-acceptance.
It really highlights how interconnected our belief systems can be, you know? Like how our spiritual beliefs can either support or hinder our personal growth.
Right.
Depending on how we interpret and apply them.
Exactly.
And Stratora's willingness to question those beliefs and seek out a more personalized approach to their faith really speaks to their evolving sense of self.
And then in the middle of all this internal struggle and exploration, we get to the very last line of the entry.
Oh.
Which is both hopeful and ambiguous.
Okay.
It just says, it may also take time. What do you make of that, especially considering everything we've discussed so far?
That final statement is so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's this acknowledgement that change is a process, not a destination.
Right.
It takes patience, perseverance, and a willingness to embrace the unknown.
For sure.
It suggests that Stratora, despite all the challenges they faced, is choosing to trust the journey,
yeah.
even if they don't know where it will lead.
It's a beautiful sentiment, right? This acceptance that personal growth happens on its own time.
Absolutely.
That there's no need to rush it or force a specific outcome.
Yeah.
It's about trusting the process and allowing yourself to evolve naturally.
And it reminds us that healing and self-discovery are not linear.
Right.
There will be setbacks,
yeah.
moments of doubt,
yeah.
and periods of intense struggle.
Totally. But those challenges are all part of the journey.
Exactly. Essential for growth and transformation.
This deep dive into Stratora's diary entry has been quite a journey.
It has.
We've explored themes of self-discovery, rebellion, pareidolia, the complexities of truth and lies, and even the evolution of spiritual beliefs.
Yeah, it's amazing how much insight we can find in a single piece of writing.
It really is. It's a testament to the power of personal narratives, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, sharing our stories, even in their raw, West, and most unfiltered form,
yeah.
can reveal universal truths about what it means to be human.
Right.
Stratora's journey connects with us because it reflects those struggles we all face in our own unique ways.
Right.
The desire for acceptance, the search for meaning, the challenge of navigating a world that doesn't always align with our values.
What stands out to you the most from Stratora's story? What's that key takeaway you think will resonate with our listeners?
For me, it's the courage to embrace authenticity even when things get tough.
Yeah.
Stratora's willingness to question societal norms, challenge authority, and prioritize their own truth even when it's uncomfortable is a powerful reminder that we all have the right to define ourselves.
Absolutely.
To choose our own paths and create a life that aligns with our values.
It's about understanding that self-acceptance is a process.
Right.
It's not something you achieve overnight.
Exactly.
It's about embracing our flaws, our vulnerabilities, even those neurotic thoughts, as Stratora calls them.
Yeah.
It's about allowing ourselves to be fully human without judgment or shame.
And it's about seeking support when we need it.
Right.
You know, Stratora's journey towards self-discovery didn't happen in a vacuum.
Yeah.
They found comfort in writing, explored their spirituality, and ultimately recognized the need for help to navigate these challenges.
Right.
It's a reminder that we don't have to go through this alone.
Absolutely. There are resources available, like the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Great resource.
That can provide guidance and support when we're struggling.
And remember, personal growth is a lifelong process.
That is.
It's not about reaching some perfect state.
Right.
But about embracing the journey with all its ups and downs.
Yeah.
It's about learning from our experiences, evolving our beliefs, and constantly trying to become the best versions of ourselves.
Stratora's story is such a powerful example of the human capacity for resilience, growth, and change.
It is.
It reminds us that even when we face challenges and setbacks, there's always hope.
Absolutely.
Always the possibility of finding meaning and purpose in our lives.
And it's a reminder that each of us has a unique story to tell, a voice that deserves to be heard.
Absolutely.
So embrace your own journey, explore your own truths, and never be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
This deep dive into Stratora's world has been so insightful, thought-provoking, and ultimately hopeful.
It has.
We hope it's encouraged you to reflect on your own journey of self-discovery and to embrace the complexities of personal growth.
And before we go, for those of you feeling inspired by Stratora's journey of self-expression and individuality, why not check out the Placement Center's apparel line?
You can find them at tpcenter.myshopify.com. They offer a stylish and comfortable way to express your unique personality and passion for knowledge. It's the perfect gear for deep thinkers like you who are on their own journeys of self-discovery.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep embracing the beautiful messiness of being human.